I'll set up on the
We are.
Zoom. Okay. All right.
So
Well, let's begin. I want to welcome everybody here tonight and everybody on Zoom. Elizabeth is going to be on Zoom. Conrad and Gladys and myself are here. And then Jimmy, they had an emergency, so Jimmy won't be here tonight. He's excused. So at least we have a quorum. So.
And maybe give notice if Conrad does lose. Why?
Oh, yes. And if Conrad is feeling under the weather and I tell him you had a flu shot, if not, I'll take that back.
COVID shot.
Yeah, I had a COVID shot and he's not feeling really up to par, but we told him he had to stick it out because we've got to wear him in.
Then if he leaves and then goes back to Zoom, then he's okay.
Yeah, then he's okay. All right, so let's begin. Everybody stand and we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance.
And we just
oh, added, oh,
see,
oh, there it is.
I know that's why I'm telling.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Isn't that something we remember that all the time? Learning that as kids.
I'm just glad we still get to do it.
Yep.
Okay. Next is approving the agenda.
No, this is approving the agenda and shit. I'm actually about to turn it down.
Dan Pence.
Gotcha. Okay. Anyway, take a look at the agenda and see what you think. I can't see. Is Elizabeth up there?
Yep. She's the one with the picture. I know it's kind of hard to see.
Oh, okay. Angle. Up in the corner. I got you, girl. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. So
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Do I have a second?
Second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Conrad, yes. Yeah.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay. The agenda has been approved. Next, we're going to swear in Conrad tonight. So if you'll come up here, Conrad, or I guess it doesn't, Jess, you can go over there and swear in.
Okay. Do we have to do anything else specific?
I have no idea.
Swore in and
swore out.
I know.
Huh? Swore in,
swore out. Actually, let me turn these on just so that I'm actually clear. Is this like a repeat after me?
Yep.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes. You have to repeat after her.
Dude, that's hard.
One word at a time.
Yes.
Subscriptions for me on this day. Okay. So this is oath of office for Conrad Jepson, office of the town council position, term of 2 months, filled this day of the 7th day of November 2023, by myself, the town clerk, Jessica Lefever, state of Utah, county of Garfield. I do solemnly swear that I will support.
I do solemnly swear that I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States. The
Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this state.
And the Constitution of this state.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
And I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity.
Perfect.
Okay,
that's it.
All right,
and then I'll have you sign this, and then we'll get it.
Very good.
Right.
He's legit.
I don't remember doing that last. Yeah. Okay.
It's been a while ago, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Since we have approved the agenda, if anybody has any kind of a conflict of interest to disclose because of the agenda, please speak up now. Okay, guess we're good. Now we'll have next on the agenda is the department report. So, Elizabeth, we will start with you, if you don't mind. Are you ready?
Yes. Okay, let's see. I have a couple things. We'll start with the Planning Commission and vote. And I believe John Varanth might be there in person and Tina Carlson's online. If other planning commissioners are around and have anything to add, they should. The Planning Commission is continuing to work on street standards and access to lots, RVs as employee housing, and overall subdivision changes required by the state. Back starting in October, the PC had started holding both their regular meeting and a work meeting, and they most likely will continue having both to allow enough time for discussion of all variables. And they also will be holding community forums to explain topics and gather public opinions. So that's kind of where they are. Something to note that I think has been really impressive that they've been doing is really incorporating the recent Roberts Rules training and really working on making, you know, sending out kind of like a memo of what's going on from either from the chair or from Lee Nellis and having everything available both for them and the public in advance, so their work meetings have been really effective and efficient, and also even working on, you know, having motions pre-written and people being able to look at them and draft them and have them exactly the way that they intend to be read and then having changes made in the moment. So it's been pretty impressive. So thanks for all the efforts that they have been doing. Anyone on Planning Commission have anything else to add? Also, they're here for later when we have both the public hearing and open discussion and for the ordinance changes that's coming up, that the one that was previously called the housekeeping ordinance. Tina, do you have something you want to add?
My addition to this would be that I just want the council to know that in the process that we're going through, we really need to help with staff. And so I imagine that we will be using staff more. And I don't know how that expense is going to filter down to the town, but I think that that should be a discussion, possibly even in a staff meeting of some kind, to figure out exactly how we're going to move forward. But thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate the support.
Okay, thanks, Gina.
Thank you.
Is that it, Elizabeth? You got more?
Let's see. Arts Council. The Arts Council received some funding from the Music Farming for Arts Education Grant for both adults in the community and youth. So if anyone has any ideas that they're kind of working on fulfilling that, the Holiday Market is coming up, and they are doing both the November 25th and December 9th. And they want to make sure people know about that. And then there's another item from them as well as the Boulder Community Alliance, but I'm going to talk about that, both of those later, because they're actual agenda items regarding the town sign. Library continues to be open regular hours. And they are also participating in the holiday market on December 9th.
Okay. Gladys.
Okay. Cemetery, Mark Austin talked. Oh, I get there, turn this on. Mark Austin talked to me about the need for some culverts up there, which I've been aware of for some time. But where the water company's tanks are, we get a lot of runoff when there's storms there. And then it runs down in front of the cemetery. But sometimes it goes over into Danny Peterson's property. He's a little bit concerned. Mark thought we could you buy the two or three culverts, he said he would be willing to install them if we would buy the culverts. And I just like, maybe Jimmy could go with me and look up there. And because he could also see, does he think the water company should participate in this too? Because the water's coming off, you know, draining off where their tanks are.
That's a good idea.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's.
That it?
That's about all. I have some questions there. I think I'll do them later.
Okay. All right. Jess?
I don't really have any necessarily department reports, just wanted to report on the Halloween trunk or treat that was on Saturday the 28th. Betsy has done such a good job at putting that all together for the past 3 years. It was really fun this year. There was definitely a smaller turnout for both trick-or-treaters and people handing out candy, but it also was really cold. So maybe that was a part of that. But it was really fun. I really appreciate it for my own kids and for the community. It's a really fun event. So it turned out really great. She had an amazing, fun, like, backdrop for taking pictures. So it was a really cute, really fun event.
Cool.
I think that was it.
Okay.
I really have anything. Maybe my department report is that I was very busy this month. And so a couple things fell behind. And it's definitely on me.
Yeah, well, and the minutes was one of them. So we'll make sure they we'll make sure they come through in December. If I even have to help you do one, if we can. Yeah. I think Heidi was out of town too, wasn't she?
And she was closing the bus for the year. So Magnolia's, so Magnolia's is now closed, and then she went out of town. And so it was just that they didn't get to everyone on time to actually be approved. So those will be approved in the next one.
Okay.
Yes. That was it.
All right. And where Jimmy just, I mean, they just found out like maybe 2 hours, 3 hours before the meeting that Vicky, you know, they have an emergency. Vicky's sister went to the hospital and it's quite serious. So I didn't even ask him if he had anything at the time. He just called me quickly to say, hey, I'm not going to be there tonight and why. So anyway, okay. I met with the tree board, and it was a very productive meeting. They set up a protocol for their meetings to run more efficiently, kind of like we're doing. It was a little bit different, but it worked, and that's the main thing. The tree assessments and our request. They are working right now on getting Ryan over and assessing all the streets with the trees on them so that they'll have something to put together for us. Ryan said he would be more than glad to come up. They're just kind of working on a date. And then we're going to present them with a map with the street names on them and kind of take a look around and make sure so that he's not wasting his time actually what streets need to be addressed. So we have the tree over by the church. We discussed that. What they did was took a picture of the tree because I told them they couldn't wait. It's a safety issue and it has to be dealt with. So they took a picture of the tree and they're sending it off to Ryan so that he can kind of give them an idea where to cut it, what to do with it, and they'll get back to us and then we'll take care of that. They did not feel, I asked the tree committee if they could do it because I know they've been trimming trees and stuff and they've had their classes and learning how to do things, but they didn't feel qualified to do that. So they would rather have Ryan. And I said, I don't have a problem with that. As long as you send him a picture and we can get it done because it's something that has to be addressed. So, or the liability will fall on us if somebody's windshield gets knocked out. So, and then we decided kind of an emergency protocol that say we had something like this that happened, a couple people called in and then notified us. We let them know. Then we can take pictures. They can get them off to Ryan, find out what to do. So we kind of have something in the works. We're kind of still trying to work that out just a little bit. We're going to see how this goes with Ryan. But if we have an emergency situation and something has to be handled like this tree, then we've got to have a way to handle it to make everybody happy. They have a tree initiative that they wanted to get 10,000 trees planted in 10 years in town. And that includes everybody, or 1,000 a year. And a lot of people have been planting trees, but haven't been notifying them. And so they're not getting credit. So they're going to put out a pegboard. That Constance sent me an email, I think it was today, might have been yesterday, saying that she was going to put out another pegboard telling people if they have planted trees to please get in touch with her. And there's a form that they have to fill out. They're going to put that on pegboard also. And I think it's also going to be in the library. So there'll be multiple places that they can do that. Well, a couple anyway.
Any kind of tree you want to plant?
Yeah, it's just trees. Yeah, you get credit for any tree that you plant. They've got some up and coming workshops, and they'll be advertised. They're kind of excited about a couple of them. And then I'm sure they'll put it on pegboard and maybe put it over on the other board. They really would like to be able to, like, this thing with the trees and stuff. And they're also putting together a list for, like, anybody that wants to maybe pick up some fruit trees or any kind of trees. They're trying to put a good list together of people that people in town have used before, so that we know that the trees will grow in our environment here at our altitude and with the soil and conditions that we have. So that was a good thing. We talked about the budget for the trees, and they're going to call and try to work that out with Jess and Judy, finding the lost money. But so far, we haven't had any luck. So I think that's it with the tree board.
Susan has raised her hand a couple of times. I don't know if she's, because she wants to say something about the tree board.
Go ahead, Tina.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks, Judy. I just want you to know that in inspecting that tree, we actually did some pruning on it. So why don't you see if it's enough that you feel that it's enough. Thanks.
So it's been taken care of?
Nice.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's great.
Yes, that is. I mean, it has been pruned. So just let us know if that's what you needed.
Okay, we'll take a look at it. Thank you so much. All right, that's a good deal. All right, that's all for the tree board that I can see. I've covered everything. The other thing for Salt Lake County, I wanted to quick run over that. I wasn't there. I couldn't make it. I had another meeting that I was at. They passed 3 CUPs for short-term rentals in Hatch. I think Hatch has the most CUPs in the whole state. It just seems like every meeting we pass something for Hatch. So a lot of short-term rentals. They had 2 public hearings for zoning ordinance amendments. Public hearing number 1 was on changes to the amendment concerning chapters 4 and 16. Chapter 4 will establish an appeal authority board for the county. Chapter 16 will remove short-term rentals as a conditional use in the redevelopment zone. No public was attended, and both of those passed. The next public hearing was for Chapter 7. It rescinded entirely and amended to be this was the one that they totally rescinded and brought it up to, it was on subdivision to, they're abiding by the legislature also. So they had 2 amendments that they worked on at that one. And I think that was it. Yep, that was it. That's all I've got. All right.
Before we move on from department reports, can I ask two questions?
Sure.
One is, has our new zoning administrator started now that it's November?
Yeah. She's met with April, and we've notified Caden also that she'll be getting in touch with him too. So,
awesome. Thank you. And my second question, and it was mostly to Jimmy, and he's not here, but Jessica, you were working with him, so I didn't know if there's any update on the speed bumps that are getting fixed.
Yes. So we're just in the process of actually putting through the order. It was just a matter of finding the exact company that we ordered them from. There was also a conversation of kind of like, why are we replacing speed humps that are probably going to be torn up again this winter when the snowplow goes through, because that's how it was torn up the first time. But it was, we do realize the importance of just getting them in right now. And so putting the order in, they have not been ordered at this exact moment, but it's something that we were working on this week. We had to get the information from Jones and DeMille. And now that we have that, we'll be able to put the order in and then take the steps of actually getting them put in. So,
okay. Okay. I had actually forgotten to bring it up during, because it was also for the school district things, the community council's meeting that they meet every other month is next Tuesday. And so they were wondering, and then also the notification came back out about the similar grant that came through, and if there was anything that we need to do as the school community council that coordinated and worked with Judy previously when you were over Rhodes before you became the mayor. So that meeting's next Tuesday. So they just wanted to know if there was any update for them and anything they could do.
The second part of that conversation also will be once we get this equipment, it's who we have to get to install it. So that's also something that we're working with Jones and DeMille. It's not something that we can install. If we pay to have someone come out, which we'll have to anyways, then there's a good chance that we should just go back to the original plan, right, and have the speed bumps put in before the church. And so that's the other part too, is maybe it's not just fixing and just putting in that one, but if we're going to have someone out here and we have to pay for them, so then we might as well just move the whole section to before the church also. So maybe that's part of the update too, if that's something that they want to know. I feel like if we have them out here, it's something that we should just do, is move the whole speed bump, because we've talked about the problems that it's causing anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I believe the committee that originally did that, just for people, it was Judy Drain. Sorry, I accidentally muted myself. Judy Drain was on it. Jill Trombley, Anna, and Steve Cox. Were you part of that, I think? But I'm not sure.
Not so, really.
Okay.
They spent, I just got a book in the mail, and it's just for that kind of equipment, and they've got a lot of speed bumps in there. Have you seen that?
No.
I'll just bring it over.
Yeah,
maybe it would be some information you could use.
Yeah, and the other part too was trying to get a hold of Dave Dodds to actually see like what the county does support. Like, so when I talked to Dave Dodds originally, he was like, we don't support those. And so it was like, when we get ready to do something else or see what else our kind of route is to kind of work with the county, since they're the ones who plow the roads, and see exactly which ones are the best in the area to make sure that we don't go through this kind of every winter or plot. I mean, depends on how careful they are, or the speed humps just have tons of snow on them. So that'll be the next step after we get them put in. But for right now, I think the goal was just to get it ordered and then get it put in. So hopefully that'll be completed this week.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Review of Robert's Rules. Jessica?
Yeah. So, I mean, as Elizabeth stated in her department report, something like with the Planning Commission, the Robert's Rules training was something that everyone on the Town Council and the Planning Commission took a part in. We all learned a lot. We've all really enjoyed the training, have had a lot of feedback that have like helped each other. And we just figured that going forward, it would be a good thing for us to just have on the agenda. Each meeting, we'll kind of bring forward a topic and talk about it. And that way it's something that not just we hold as staff and as council members, but also to share that information with the public. So when we do something, the public isn't like, oh, why are you doing that? Why would you do that? And so kind of to present that with the public as well, so that everyone can kind of have this information that we were given. And so we're going to start this month. Elizabeth did also make a great point, which we didn't really get until this. I did not have the time to do the second part of it. So we want to talk about it next time. Hopefully we can kind of have like a handout or have it like exactly marked where this conversation kind of happens, so that everyone can kind of look at it. And so it just made sense, since we have a public hearing on the agenda, just to talk about something kind of simple. And it's just when it comes to public hearings and public comment, making sure that we hear from the public, making sure that in the public hearing, it is kept to an order. The conversations that are had are kept at a minimum. And that is something that we get to choose the exact amount of time. But the most recommended that most people do is 3 minutes. And then with that 3 minutes, it's also something that you are allowed 3 minutes. You get to talk for that 3 minutes, but you are not actually able to give up your time or take someone time over. So if Gladys has 3 minutes, but she doesn't really want to use it, she cannot give her 3 minutes to Conrad to then talk for her. You have your 3 minutes, and then it's something that you can use and only use. They're not transferable. And that was definitely something that we went over in the training. And it's just to make sure that the meeting is ran the most efficient that it can be. And with the timing, making sure that we can actually hear the public that's in the room if they want to have those comments. And so that was just something that we all felt was important. We went over in that Robert's Rules, and it was great to hear that. And so we're just going to continue these little snippets for at least the next little while. Like I said, next time, hopefully we can actually pull out exactly where it is in Robert's Rules, and then maybe have a handout that gives you even a little bit more explaining, just to either see online or in person here. So,
okay, Gladys.
Yeah. Okay, so I kind of asked Jessica to do this because there's some things I'm confused about, some subjects, like just right now, how was I supposed to do this? Do I talk to the mayor and say, okay, because I would like, maybe if we talk about what could be on the consent agenda, maybe it would speed our meeting up, because, you know, some things we could just vote on, you know what I mean? We don't have to, you know what I mean?
Just follow
us. Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to discuss more fully what exactly is the role of the Planning Commission, what needs to be contained in the minutes. Also, I'm really unclear on, okay, how do I communicate with the public? Because from the meeting, I assume when they give comments or make comments, I don't have the right to ask them questions. Okay, so I need to be clear in my mind, and I want the public to be clear in their mind. Okay, then how do you talk to me? When do you talk to me? And things like that. So I've got lots of questions.
Awesome.
Don't even start asking. We'll kind of figure this out. Step up.
And maybe that's a great thing too. Like if you type up those and send them, then maybe it's something that next month, instead of just answering you, we'll answer them for everyone.
Yes.
Because I do. I think that's so great that we're.
Okay.
Yeah. If we want it to run efficiently, make sure that we do actually all understand.
Yeah. And there'll be some that we probably won't use as much as others, you know, yes. But the ones that we do use, we really need to practice. And we're not going to get it all at one time. So,
okay.
So everybody's just got to be patient. We'll work through this.
Yes. I think that's awesome. Gladys, thank you.
All right. Next on the agenda is public comments. So we're going to open up the public comments. And as Jess said, you have 3 minutes apiece. And we'll begin right now. It might be good if maybe like we took Zoom together and then the audience together. That way we're not bouncing back and forth. So let's start with anybody on Zoom that has a public comment.
I'd like to make a comment.
Hey, Dan.
My comment is, a couple of months ago, the sidewalk issue was front and center and everybody was in an uproar and it had to be done right away. And then people showed up with a bunch of petitions, 120 names. It got taken off the agenda. The council said they'd hold a special council meeting just about the sidewalk. But that's been months ago and we haven't heard a word since. And I'd like to know where that is.
That's we will discuss that tonight.
Yeah, it's actually further on the agenda.
Yep, it's just further down the agenda.
Before you get off, state your name for the record.
Thank you.
That was Dan Pence for the record.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that is I, Dan Pence. Thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate it. Always need help.
Hey, anyone else on Zoom? Okay. Anyone in the audience have a public comment? Go ahead, John.
John Verrett speaking. Two things. Further down the agenda, you do have the ordinance change regarding the Planning Commission clerk or recording secretary. I just wanted to remark that that's a very important position for the functioning of the Planning Commission. Requires a lot of training, a lot of institutional memory, because Peg was the person who carried provided continuity as people rotated on and off the Planning Commission over the years. So I just want to emphasize that that is a very important position, and also that the person with that position needs enough time on both budgeted hours and working time available to get things done within deadlines, because we do have some pretty tight deadlines. For example, if something's going for public hearing, we only have 20 days after our meeting to get it onto the website for the next meeting's notice. That's it on that. The other thing I wanted to say is, I think we'll get into this later on when we talk about the housekeeping ordinance. The Planning Commission would really benefit by getting the town attorney into the loop earlier in the drafting process, so that concerns can, we get his input and concerns in our head before we start talking about writing ordinance language. So we should work out something as far as procedures for the line of communication and how requests for attorney advice are rooted. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, John. Okay, anyone else? Go ahead, Cindy.
Are you going to be talking later on the agenda about the landfill master that takes care of the landfill?
Mm-hmm. Whoever's coming up, will you say your name?
It's just Cindy's asking, but she really doesn't have a voice. So they're just asking, on the original agenda, we had put that we were going to talk about the landfill position. That's one of those things that, like I said, with everything that I had this month, we did not actually get it out to the public. So we won't be hiring someone for it just because it didn't actually get sent out for people to reply.
So next time.
Next time, yeah. Yes. Okay. We'll see you. Thank you for coming.
All right. Anyone else? Go ahead.
You can move. I don't know. It's the projector.
Oh, wait. I haven't started yet.
No, maybe it's better for you guys. Keep it.
Jeff Sanders. You know, it's a big challenge in our world for us to run these towns with mostly volunteers, almost all volunteers, and so it's a lot of work for everybody. And I'd kind of like to make myself available in ways of helping understand procedure and Robert's rules. And I like doing that kind of research and understanding those things. There's a lot of procedures that get missed in this town, not just because it's this town, but because it's a small town running on volunteers trying to get figure out how to do things. And, you know, it's the procedures that kill us in the end. Not so much the problems that we make with our decisions, but when we when we mess up our procedures. So many procedures are getting missed. Some things are getting just done improperly. And I think I could provide some support in that. Things like, canceling meetings. The reason for canceling meetings should not be because one person is not available. If you have a quorum, you should still be running your meeting. We should be canceling meetings because of things like big emergencies, or you don't get a quorum. If you have a quorum, our mayor pro tem steps in and does these things. So, these kind of things, we've canceled two meetings for the last 2 months, and it puts a great burden on people. It's a burden on the town council, and it's also a burden on the members of the community that plan their month around the first Thursday of the month. And when they can't show up for that, or when they show up for it and there's nobody here, like I did, it's kind of disconcerting. And I think we should probably figure out ways to make this work better, as opposed to just canceling meetings and missing all kinds of opportunities to do things right. So I will make myself available if you need me. It's winter time. I've got plenty of time now. So,
okay. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. All right. Well, we will move into the public hearing. So I'll entertain a motion to move out of the public meeting and into the public hearing.
Let's make that motion.
I'll second it.
Conrad seconds it. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes. Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, yes, but can I think we're supposed to repeat it, and I think this one's fine, but we should work on doing the motions correctly moving forward. But yes.
Okay, thank you. All right, we have the public hearing is now open. Would anybody like to speak at the public hearing? This is the public hearing for the housekeeping ordinances that we're going to discuss after. They've been online, so they've been
Judy, may I make a suggestion before you start calling on people?
Go ahead.
I think both John Baranth and Tina are here, and I think it might be helpful for the public hearing aspect if we ask them just to give a brief summary and an overview, not very detailed, but just to kind of get it going, if that was okay with you.
We can do that. John, do you want to give a brief summary of it?
Tina, if you want to add anything, please do.
Yep.
Okay, John Brandt, speaking on behalf of the Planning Commission here, and we've also got Colleen, so if I get something wrong, signal me. We call it the housekeeping ordinance. The official title is to provide greater consistency in our ordinances. And what this is a collection of things that have been called to our attention where what we are actually doing doesn't match what's in the ordinance. So it's not actually changing policy, it's getting the ordinance in line with the policy. So kind of taking it from the back end, when the state law said we no longer had to publish notices in the newspaper, we stopped doing notices in the newspaper, but we never took it out of our ordinances. So we've been violating our own ordinance by not posting a notice in the newspaper. So we've deleted that. There are some flowchart figures, I think 10 flowchart figures in the ordinance that are not only redundant with the actual wording of the ordinance, which is what's legally binding, but in some cases mislabeled and has errors and inconsistencies. So we're taking those figures out of the codified ordinance, and they are certainly able to be used by the zoning administrator as educational material for an applicant, but we don't have one thing in the illustration and different words in the ordinance. The one that sort of set this off was that last year we had done an ordinance change so that the area of private driveways was no longer excluded from when calculating lot area. But it turned out, because of the way our ordinances were written over the years, we had two different references to that same topic. We had deleted one, but the other one wasn't deleted. And that was the one that April O'Neill had called to our attention. So everything in this is basically on that line, that it is bringing the ordinance language in agreement with what we've actually been doing. The other one that is pretty big is that our ordinances were totally contradictory on when construction was supposed to take place, whether it was supposed to take place after the preliminary approval and before the final approval, or was it supposed to take place after the final approval, or whatever. So there was no way you could comply with our ordinance because it said opposite things in two different paragraphs, and that's being fixed. Planning Commission had a public hearing on this and basically received no adverse comment to the ordinance.
Tina, have you got anything you want to add?
She gave a virtual thumbs up.
Okay.
I don't know, but Shelley does have, I'm good with what John said. Shelley has her hand up.
Okay.
Shelley? I just wanted to recognize Colleen's there, and so am I. And I'm on the planning.
I apologize. I did when I said that. I was emailed ahead of time that just said the two of them would be here. And then when can't see who's the person, but I did. And I actually think all the planning commissioners and the alternate are on. So it's pretty awesome that we have everybody that participated in getting them to us here. Support this next
even
step.
Nancy's so with us tonight online, yeah. So that's pretty
cool. I looked
cool.
at the list
thank
after
you.
I said, so thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to take this one page at a time. We do have a few things, and we'll take like page number one, and if you have any problems with page number one, then ask your question.
Right here. And these are things, the ones that are highlighted are just discussions that we would have talked about, like Judy, just so you guys could see it without us having to.
Yeah. We did also call, Jessica and I had a few questions, we called Lee Nellis yesterday.
Before the town council gets into discussing it, I think we should make sure that the public gets to, since it's the public hearing right now.
I just kind of wanted to let them to know what we were doing before we, with this, with the explanation.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
No, that's all right. So basically, as we go through this, we will have some good input and some questions answered that we can take care of. So now let's go back to the public hearing. The public hearing has been opened. Does the public have any comment? Raise your hand on the housekeeping ordinances. Anybody on Zoom?
Dan. Dan has his hand up.
Okay. Dan?
Yes, it is Dan Pence again. My question is, in the private driveway, where it says it is maintained by the landowners pursuant to a maintenance agreement that runs with the land and is approved and enforced by the town. Number one, what if the landowners don't agree? Does that mean that, what does that mean? Number two, enforced by the town, what does that mean?
Okay.
Those are my questions.
All right, thanks, Dan.
Yep.
John, do you want to address that?
Okay. As far as what if the landowners don't agree, this language is in the subdivision ordinance and basically applies only for creating a new private driveway in a subdivision. If the only case where that would be needed is if the driveway to the subdivision crosses another property that is not part of the subdivision. And in that case, yes, if you're crossing somebody else's land, you need to get them to agree to let you cross that land unless you already have a recorded easement. So that is a complicated question. And in most cases, I say the best thing to do is to negotiate with the neighbors on a friendly way and make it in their interest to agree. The enforced by the town, I think, sounds a little draconian, because what we've really said in the Planning Commission is that our municipal interest is to assure public safety access to a lot, that the fire truck can get there. So the intent, and it may not be really all that clear in what's there in the definition, is that if the driveway got to the point where the fire truck couldn't get through, the town would have the right to say to the landowners, you have to get your road fixed. That's how we got to what we have. This housekeeping ordinance certainly isn't perfect, and we're in the process of doing a total revision of the subdivision ordinance. And we probably should, in fact, definitely will be revisiting exactly this question at our Thursday meeting. But that's the language that we had ended up with back in September.
Okay, thanks, John. Anybody else? All right. I think anybody in the audience have any questions about these ordinances? Okay, well, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to go back into the public meeting.
Dan, did you raise your hand again? I just want to make sure that if you have a question, we answer it. If not, maybe it was just from before.
It was, John sort of answered it when he said that they would take it up in the next Planning Commission. So thank you, Jess, for checking on that. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Gladys will make a motion that we go back into the regular meeting.
Okay, Conrad, do you want to?
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor to go back into the public meeting?
Gladys, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes. Elizabeth?
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, very good. So now, as council, we will start discussing this. We'll start with page one. And does anybody have a question on page one at all? Gladys?
Yes, and I think it's already been asked. I'm a little concerned about say, and it says enforced by the town. And I understand John says, because if it's a private driveway, what right does the town have to enforce it? On the other hand, if it's not meeting criteria, so, you know, for the health and safety, the town needs to be able to help. So that's my question.
Well, we talked to the attorney about that today.
Yeah, and Michael's on right now too, and it is something that Michael actually brought up as well. And so I do think it's something that we might not have the answer for right now. They are going to talk about it in the Thursday meeting at the Planning Commission. It's not necessarily for this exact ordinance, but it's something that they're talking about anyways, with what they're trying to put in effect with the new legislature. And so maybe that's something that we definitely need different wordage, just because it is. I mean, when the conversation happened, this is something that like neighbor A can be like, neighbor B didn't rake their leaves off the driveway. Town, please do something about it. And I'm not sure that's something that the town is wanting. And so that was the example. But then when John talks about it, in that way, it is a really good point of making sure that we are making sure to cover safety. So I think that's something that
And we didn't think about that when we were talking about it. It was the town's liability when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
But the safety side of it. So like that's something that needs to be resolved. Because go ahead, Gladys.
Okay, now I have another question. So I asked the questions to you, correct? Okay. So if the state legislature is changing all these subdivision ordinances, are we wasting our time trying to bring ours up to date when they're just going to turn around and change it? Or are these changes we're making right now just minor changes that aren't going to be that important?
I'm going to let you answer that, John, because I had the same question. And so did Jimmy. That was something Jimmy did bring up too.
Since we have several conceptual subdivision plans in the pipeline, we will have things that we have to act on in the next year. So this is basically a temporary stopgap measure to get the ordinances in line with what we've actually been doing, and to resolve questions that the zoning administrator found were contradictions and couldn't give their attention. So I'd say, yes, it's worth doing this as a temporary fix.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Elizabeth has her hand up.
Who did?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, go ahead.
I just want to comment on what Gladys had said and then John's response, and I think it was all triggered in during the public hearing, the question that came up. I believe it was my understanding, and I would love it if someone on the Planning Commission knew more on this, but sitting in on a lot of the discussions on it, and we as a town council passed and adapted the WUI, which is the Urban Interface Wildlife Fire something or other. I'm not telling you what it's called, but some code that we adopted that. And I believe the reason for having the enforceable by the town is because it is our responsibility that we adapted that all private streets as well as public streets are to that standard. And that's where that public safety comes in. And I believe that's the reason. And if it needs to be worded so specifically to that, then that is something different. But I believe not only John described the intent, but the background information is that it is state code and it is what we adapted.
Okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. All right. Well, in that case, it looks like that will stand on page one. I had nothing else for page one. Oh, no, I didn't. The only thing that they did on the lot line adjustment was take out line up above. I had that circled, but that's why. Okay. All right. If nobody else has any questions, we had a question answered on that one. Page two. Does anybody have any questions on page two? Fees and charges and forms. Everything looked all right to me on that one. I have no questions. Okay, let's move to page three.
Yes.
All right, move over to page three, 152.
And I don't know. So I got the... So Michael, the attorney, did look over this, and on page three, he does have quite a few changes. Now, most of it is just like verbiage, spelling, things like that. It's not really changing the what's really being said. I didn't have the time to put it on the website. I do have it pulled up in the email form, so that if we want to go over that. But it is mostly just like verbiage that has been changed. So I don't know exactly how you want, if that's part of this conversation, or maybe it's just the part when it goes into voting to make sure that this is all dispersed before the voting happens. So, because it's not specific like this word, but there is a bit of red line changes.
So maybe just give us an example on a paragraph. so that we have a general idea of what it.
Yeah.
So, you have it to display it?
I do. Yeah. Let me just open it in the.
Is all this crossed out?
You can kind of see some of it is crossed out in the sense of how the Planning Commission has crossed it out and then given it to us. But then on your form, it's also what Michael has included, the attorney. So, oh my gosh.
Is it that blue? Is
even on the one I have, Jess?
It's, no.
Okay.
No.
Can I ask a clarifying question?
Yeah.
So the red line version that we got from the Planning Commission, you're saying there's an additional edited version?
Just from the attorney. So, you know, we sent it to the attorney.
And where is that copy? The one that of his suggestions?
I just got it today and I wasn't able to send it or to attach it. I have it printed in the room. I didn't realize that so many, or that you would be in Zoom and Jimmy wouldn't be here. So I had it printed. But like I said, I can share it afterwards since we're not voting tonight. It's maybe something that, you know, everyone will be able to review before the vote happens. And so that's why I wasn't sure if it's something important to like bring up right now to display, mostly because like I said, it's not changing. It's something
that's changing the meeting or something. If it's just subtle things, I would say that we could look at it on our own and do our homework outside of the meeting is my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's mostly, I mean, you'll see it's just verbiage changing of like, it still says the same thing. You just change some of the words. And so, yeah.
Elizabeth, it's Michael Wynn. If I were to forward you a copy of my red line edits, could you provide that to whomever?
Well, I can. I can forward it on. Okay. I just thought they would be
it
here.
It could be available to the public as well.
Well, yeah, correct. But I just didn't have the time to put it on.
Yeah, no, I was saying to Michael.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't necessarily agree with that sentiment.
Okay, so we, and I kind of read through how he's changed here, and it really is just moving the words around without changing the actual meaning of it. It's just cleaned it up is what it looks like.
Correct. So I think it's something that can be
forwarded
over.
What we could do is how many pages basically, Jess?
It's basically just on page 3.
On page 3?
I don't think there's anything else.
Okay. Then let's do that. We'll just give you page 3. I'll have a copy of this, and then next month when we vote on this, we can, if you have any discussion matters on page 3, then we can just briefly talk about that. Is that all right? Yeah. That way we're not taking up a lot of time. Because looking at it, it's pretty basic. And it doesn't look like it's changing the meaning at all. It's just kind of cleaned up. All right. So did anybody else have anything with page 3? You want to look at that, John?
It's not as easy to see because it's not actually red, you know, because it's not in printed color. Black.
Can I say something? Hello?
Who's talking?
Tina Carlson.
Okay, Tina.
We have a meeting on the 9th, 2 days from now, and it would be nice to actually have that copy also, but it's up to the town council.
No, we'll be glad to give it to you.
It hasn't been withheld. It's that we got it last night late. And so by the time that I actually saw it this afternoon, it just hasn't been handed on. So it's not being withheld at this point. It just hasn't been sent on. So it will be forwarded on.
Yeah. And that's just more information. So, and you're, you know, you can have it. We'll be glad to give it to you. All right. So let's move off page 3. If nobody else has any questions on page 3. And, move to page 4.
I think just the word there, not retain, should be hired.
Yeah, we should, yeah.
And maybe you should address that, Judy, and yeah. Say why.
When I was reading this, if you remember our meeting a few months back, we talked about the engineer and we voted to not retain an engineer for specific reasons. If, like Jones and DeMille, maybe had a client in Boulder they were already working with and it was a conflict. So we said we were not going to retain an attorney. So all we're doing is changing the wording from a professional engineer hired by the town may review the proposed street and driveway layout and design for compliance. So that's all we're doing is changing that wording from retained to hired. And we checked with the attorney and he thought that was a good idea also.
And Lee Nellis.
And Lee Nellis also. Yeah, we talked to Lee Nellis about that. So anybody else? You guys have done a good job on this. We really appreciate the Planning Commission. I mean, we know it was a lot of work. All right. If nothing else, let's move on to page 5. And that, to me, the down there on E, it was enforceable by the town, but understanding why it's put in, I agree we can leave it there.
Yeah, or change.
Later on down the line, yeah. Anybody have anything on 5? Anything else on 5? All right, let's move over to page 6. We believe, we've talked this over, and we've talked this over with Michael also.
And Lee.
Lee thought we should down on, we're at 152.046, down on, underneath A on number 1, where it's talking about as presented to the town, it was town clerk. They took out clerk and just said the town.
For review.
Mm-hmm. For review, yes. So we talked it over with Lee, we talked it over with the attorney, and it needs to be put back in town clerk. It needs to be specified because these are documents and plats that if they get lost or it's given to somebody and not given to the right person, there could really be repercussions. So if we put the town clerk in, then that means that she is responsible for what the documents coming in and it's not left up in the air. And as you know, we've had a lot of problems with on some of the subdivisions with people not knowing where, who to go to or where to take things. So this specifying, and it's not just this, there's like about 4 different places as we go along, we need to put the town clerk back in there so that someone is responsible for this. In this particular case, it was for review. So it's the town council and presented to the town clerk for review instead of just the town. Because the town, if you put just the town in there, it's too vanilla. It's just, to me, it's leaving a problem open. And Nellis and Michael both agreed on that. So
yeah, I think that was the thing too. When you just said town, who could you hand that to? Can I hand that to Gladys at the post office as I just passed her? Because she's part of the town, Corey. And so then when we did talk about it, and it was even the conversation, because I mean, the Planning Commission really talked this out and it was to give more availability, right? So it was like, if the town clerk only works 2 days a week, you have to like actually meet that person. And so how can we make it better for the town to be able to like reach that, be able to actually hand in their application? And so the conversation is a good one. They're going in the right spot, but as we're trying to actually clarify and make sure that this is actually done in the correct way, reading town just brought up a lot of confusion of who that actually meant you were turning that into. So then it was a question of maybe we do town offices, like so that it could be someone in the office. But when it is something like this, when you're actually handing in the documentation of saying that, well, I handed it to one of them. It's more of actually saying it went into the clerk's office. And if there's other parts that really it should go to the zoning administrator, then we can take out the word town clerk and put in zoning administrator. But to just really clarify exactly who it's going to and to make sure that it's received by that person, not a, well, I turned it in somewhere. So that was kind of the conversation that we had through with all of them.
So,
and Elizabeth does have her hand up.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
So with that, if is that a suggestion that's in the red line version that was presented by Michael, or is that separate?
That's separate. That was just a conversation that when Judy started looking it over, we both had that question of reading it. Like when you read that and you're like presented to the town, who is the town? So that was a question that Judy had. Then we talked to Lee and Michael separately, and that was the conversations that came out of that. So.
Well, I would have a suggestion that as we move into the next one, if it for next month, that we have a red line version that it includes the original that the Planning Commission passed to us, but then we note any changes that we're suggesting from tonight, whether coming from Michael or this discussion. So it's really clear for us to see. So when we move into that, we have a copy that shows all suggested changes in one place.
Yeah, that's fine. And, you know, just the way things worked out this time is we're running a little behind. Yeah. And this is where. Okay, anything else on page 6? I read this and was unclear on this. Number 4, down on page 6, down to number 4, if a preliminary subdivision plat is not revised as required by the town, by the town council and presented to the town for review and recordation. John, you want to explain that to me? That's a little unclear to me.
What's this part, right?
Number 4.
Yes.
Yeah. And then presented to the town.
So we get there.
Yeah, just keep reading.
Yeah, you do, but the first part of it was, that part was confusing. And
because I think she's asking, it says, be presented to the town council and to the town. For review.
All right. So two parts of this. This was editing some older language, basically saying if somebody has submitted a preliminary application and you approved it with conditions and they didn't revise it and a year went by, their application would expire. And that's more of an attempt to keep, you know, so old applications don't sit out there forever without being acted on. This is specifically one of the things that will go away in now 13 months, because under the new state law, the town council doesn't have any say over subdivision applications. So this will start with you, Bravo. Is it worth changing? Well, we have to do something for now, that this was to clean up the ambiguity of an application that got started and then never the applicant never followed up on conditions. That's what the best answer I can give.
Okay.
May I ask a follow-up question to John?
Yeah. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
John, I believe, and Judy, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe what Judy was trying to ask was, just because I want to make sure all questions are answered while you're here and other planning commissioners feel free. It says, as required by the town council and presented to the town for review. So it's, I want to clarify. So the reason the town is repeated is because it was one required by them and then two presented to them after the requirement. That's the reason for that particular language.
Okay.
And why one says town.
Is that, I'm clarifying, I'm not stating that. That was my understanding. So I just want to make sure. And if not, Judy, if your question again answered, I want to make sure we figure that out.
Well, are you bringing back the town attorney like you did the town clerk? No.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I believe the intent was exactly as Elizabeth stated it. This is sort of a problem when you try to edit old language that was originally confusing, and sometimes it becomes more confusing when you try to clean it up. But yeah, the intent was basically, if
if a application is approved with conditions and it isn't revised to meet those conditions, after a year, it's void. Was the intent.
So then should the word "to the town" be removed? Because you already say, if a preliminary subdivision plat is not revised as required by the town council and presented for review. Is that how that's supposed to be said? So you just take out the word "to the town"? Because if you have to present it to the town council and present it to the town, does that "presented to the town" should have come out? That's the exact phrase is like.
It may seem redundant, but it also is clarifying to make sure that you know who requested it and who is being presented to. And it kind of goes back to that original thing that we said, you know, having really specific that we don't want it to be ambiguous, right? Instead of knowing who, it is who required it, because it's not the planning commission required it, it was the town council required it. And the next step is it coming back to the town. And it is redundant, but I don't think it changes the meaning.
The town council or just to the town or?
Historically, most of that was going back to the zoning administrator. But again, you know, within a year, this is the big change that is being forced on us by the state law.
Correct.
The town will have to designate an administrative land use authority, which does not include town council members, to process those applications. And also this 1 year deadline will be changed, I think, by the new state law. But I think for this
order, it doesn't have to be reviewed by the town council, though. The town council required the revisions, but it comes back. But I believe, at least my understanding of when it was discussed in planning commission, and please speak up for those that are on the planning commission, when this got discussed, these edits, my understanding in those meetings was that it's the requirement was from the town council, but it's going back to the town, and they're not exactly sure, depending on the requests and the requirement, it could have to go to a clerk, it could have to go to a zoning administrator, but it doesn't go back to the town council. And so if you want more specific language, you could say town administrative staff, because it's going to be dependent on the request that is being revised, right? And so you don't know yet if it's going to a zoning administrator or to a clerk, but it isn't going back to the town council.
This seems like it actually falls in line with the other things that say town, that should actually say town clerk. Because when we talk to them, it isn't just town offices. Like, it needs to be given to a person, so that when I desk, I'm like, where does my application go? You're not like, to the town. Who does that mean? Well, staff member, don't you know them? And so is that the part where really this just needs to say then town clerk?
Yeah, whether it says town clerk, zoning administrator, or administrative staff, I think we could choose that one. But I believe that that's at least my understanding from when it was written and when it was revised. I guess the revised, not the written part, was that is it. But it doesn't necessarily have to go to the town attorney, but it is town staff.
Hello, this is Peg. Can I interject a little something here? My recollection of why this needed to be changed had to do, as John said, it had to do with a preliminary application that isn't revised as determined by the town council. If they let it lapse a year and nothing happens, that they can't get final approval on their application until they meet the conditions and revisions required by the town council. So this is addressing the fact when time goes on, the preliminary application has not come back, and the fact that they're going to have to start the process over again basically after a year. So it's addressing that. The process will be changed in a year, but we've still got a year to go through. So I think it's important that we be able to follow some kind of a process that makes sense for the next year. So that's why some of these things that will be changed anyway in a year need to be fixed now. But that's my understanding. Does that clear it up at all? It's not.
Okay, so let me ask this question.
The application comes back to the town council, and they are the ones that give the
preliminary subdivision plat is not revised as required by the town council. Can't it just end there? If they don't revise it, they're going to have to bring it back again. They're going to have to start all over anyway. So that's one of the things that confused me, because it says, if a preliminary subdivision plat is not revised as required by the town council,
you should.
That's why I didn't understand why the rest of that had to come in.
Because it would need to be revised, like someone needs to review that they actually did what they said they were supposed to do. So that's why the words about coming back for review, and personally, the town council would need to review it.
I think I can see now the issue here. Let me jump a little bit ahead. Is the desired intent that all these submittals on land use go to the town clerk, which I guess could include the deputy town clerk as a proxy for that, and that the town clerk then directs it to the zoning administrator or the planning commission or the town attorney or wherever it has to go? Is that your intent?
Either or. I think it's just to give an exact person that it has to go to. And so that was, so if you feel like it should go to the zoning administrator, then write zoning administrator in there. Or if it's to go to the town clerk, then to say town clerk. But right now, just using the word town just leaves it so vague of who you're actually turning it into. And then that responsibility of John, you handed in your application and you're like, I don't know, I handed it to one of you. Well, who did it go to? Who am I going to be like, did you get John's application? And so just leaving it with the word town, who is the town when you guys, because you've removed words like clerk. This one's a little different because it used to say attorney. So it's like, who is it being turned into though? Because now it just says town. And that's pretty confusing in the sense of, if you're looking at it, who is the town, right? So is that the town council? Is that any member on the town council? Is it just a staff member? So that includes Corey. Like, can you go give Corey your, because he's a staff member of the town. So that was the thing, is just using the word town doesn't actually give you a clarification of exactly where you're turning in your application.
Yeah. No, the reason I ask, because I could see it would certainly not do any harm in the for the next year to just always have everything come to the town clerk.
Yeah.
And then as part of our discussion of, you know, the land use revisions, we could better clarify the whole application process. One of the things that's going to become very important, since there's a strict timeline that the state legislature has given us, it's going to be very, very important that we know exactly what day, in fact, right to the hour, mm-hmm. that a complete application was submitted.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to have some procedures where things are time-stamped or whatever at the town office, or submitted electronically, so again, it gets an electronic timestamp. That's something I now understand from this discussion tonight we need to address very carefully. But I think to move this along, just to say, if you just said town clerk in each case, it would provide the clarity that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Well, and it would give direction. So.
Yeah, and that also mean that there's only one person who's responsible for timestamping these things that when they were received.
Yeah, and so either way, like it doesn't matter if it's the town. I feel like it's more of a zoning administrator job. That's fine too, but then just really specifying exactly who it is in that application into, so that there's no question of who and how do I get a hold, you know, it's you hand it into the town clerk, here it is, or you hand it into the zoning administrator, here's their contact.
Well, I think just as a practical matter, the way the town's working, I'd sure like to have the other planning commission members weigh in. You, Jessica, have office hours. I'm not sure where I'd find the zoning administrator on a given day. So I think it might make more sense that all the documents go to the town clerk initially to be received by the town officially.
Yeah.
And then the town clerk is responsible for directing it to the appropriate person.
Yeah.
So that would be probably the best. That would allow us to move this ordinance forward.
Okay.
And then we could revisit the question as over the next year of how documents should be rooted.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thanks, Sean. All right.
And I think, like Judy said, there's going to be a couple more of this exact example. So either deciding if it does say town clerk or if it says zoning administrator. And maybe all of them just say town clerk for right now until you guys have a discussion of the other one.
All right. I think we're good with that page then. Anybody else? Elizabeth? Conrad? All right. Let's move on to 7. So it was number two. That one will also put town clerk.
I want to say, I think Elizabeth isn't on anymore. Maybe hers filled because I saw that.
My internet went out, but I called in. I am on. I'm just a telephone number now.
He is.
Okay. Good. We're on page.
This is Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yep.
So number two will be the town clerk also. Now, the very next paragraph below you guys, they did not, the last two lines didn't get crossed out. And when we talked with Lee Nellis, he thought they had been. So that whole paragraph right there is taken out. So you can just cross out those two bottom lines, okay?
Yeah.
Will you repeat which paragraph, Judy, please?
Okay, go down number two on page seven. Number two, the second paragraph that has started the approval of the preliminary subdivision that's crossed out. Go down to the end of that paragraph. Those last two lines are also crossed out. So that whole thing is taken out.
So date of approval.
Yep.
Down through.
It just looks like it was a mistake. It was when we asked Lee about it on Lee's version, it was already crossed out because we were trying to make sense of that sentence. It didn't make sense the way that it was. And he was like, wait, on my version, it's crossed out. So we don't know what happened in the transmittal of us getting it from Lee, but those two were already crossed out.
And that was really basically the only thing on that page that I had. Do you have anything else for that page, Elizabeth or Gladys, Conrad? Okay.
I have one comment kind of going back a little bit, and I got cut off for a couple moments, but I wonder if because this is, you know, holding us from now until a year, if instead of trying to go through the document and determine when it should say zoning administrator or when it should say clerk, and my suggestion would be just saying town clerk for all of them. And then if it's something that the clerk needs to give to the zoning administrator, that would be the next appropriate step and that the clerk can handle, like determining where it goes next, just so it is consistent and knowing that it is a short-term one-year thing because after that it no longer would be applicable.
While you were zapped off, that was the discussion that we had. So you're on the same page.
Awesome. So, thank you.
Okay. Let's go over to page 8. 152.061. That's another town clerk one that we wanted to put back in. Anything else from anybody else? I had nothing on there. Elizabeth, you got anything on page 8?
I do not, thank you.
Okay. Let's move to page 9. And these next are basically the same. If you'll notice on A, it says public hearings, and then it says the town clerk for public hearings. If you go over to page 10, they took out clerk, and it's also on public hearings. So we're going to put clerk back there on page 10.
So you'll see this one right here, public hearings, the town clerk. And then on the next page, even though it's kind of stating the same thing, they took out the word clerk, and it just says for the public hearings, the town shall give notice. So it's just putting the word clerk back in.
Okay. Anybody have anything on 10? Anything else? Okay, we'll move on to 11 and it's the same thing.
Yeah, sorry.
In two places up on A, public hearings, we're going to put clerk back in. And then at the very bottom of the page on D, we're going to put clerk back in.
Oh, 11. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Sorry. There we are. You know, I tried correcting. I don't know why it did not make sense to them.
Okay. Anybody got anything else on 11? All right, that's it. So if you'll read that page 3 and compare with what we had, and then Jessica will make the necessary changes for the documents so that we have them next month. So that wasn't too painful.
No, because the planning commission did such a good job.
Yeah, they did. You guys, you really have. And I'm not really, it's going to be tough the next year. And I agree, John. Yes. And we'll do anything we can to support and help you. Okay, let's move along. Next, number 10, Mutt Mitt Station. This is Jessica's. She talked to the lady.
Ooh, hang on, let me bring
the lady came in, didn't she, Jess?
No, she talked. Well, she did. She talked to Corey.
Okay.
Lisa Varga. She talked to Corey specifically, and then she wrote this letter. And the basics is just that here at the town park, like just right outside the building here, we have the I'm going to call them these Mutt Mitt stations. They're the ones that actually hold the poop bags for the dog poop. But there isn't one over at the Pavilion Park, which is now more where people are walking their dogs and things. And so they wanted to donate a Mutt Mitt station. And then you'll see for the bags, like it's the first box of bags and then a set of bags kind of for all of them, for all the stations. And so it was just asking if it's okay to put the Mutt Mitt station at the Pavilion. And I think it would go on the restrooms, like, so on that building, it would be attached on the building of the restrooms is where this would go. So
there's a sign and everything that says Mutt Station.
Yeah. Kind of, it says it on the box. So they're like the ones that are right outside. They're actually attached like right by the free box, like on the pillars out there. Yeah. So there's two already out here. Two? Maybe there's just one. There's at least one right outside here by the free box. Okay. And it says the sign and you can see it. So they just want one at the Pavilion and they're willing to donate it so that it's over there. So the town doesn't have the cost. They're just asking for approval to put it up.
Okay. Who's going to put the bags in?
Corey?
I mean, do we buy the bags?
They're going to buy the first round and then yes, we buy them after that. But it's something that we already have. I guess they should have been buying the bags, or I don't know what the commitment was to that first round.
I was just thinking if you wanted to donate the bags, you know, when you go to the store, we're always bringing them back to you.
Well, these are the little green ones, aren't they,
that you roll out? It's like a little roll, and you just buy the roll, and you can like tear it almost like a vegetable bags at the grocery store.
Okay.
Kind of. It's like the same concept.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, Gladys.
Okay, so they're going to install it too? Or do we need to have Corey install it?
Yes, Corey will install it.
Okay.
Yes.
And maybe we, down the line, we might want to put up a couple of little signs up that say that to encourage people to, you know, come up with a couple of little signs somehow. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
So that people know they're there, you know?
Yeah, because I believe the complaint was people just weren't using.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve the people donating the Mutt Mitt station and the supplies. And we have Corey Johnson put it up.
All right. So do I have a second on that?
I'll second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we put up the Mutt Mitt station over at the Pavilion and on the restroom in the park, I should say, on the restroom building. All those in favor?
Corey installed
it. And Corey installed it. Thank you, Gladys. All those in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
All right, motion passed. The Mutt Mitt station, well, we can look forward to that. All right, number 11, the one solve quote. Jess, did you print that out? I was going to get that for you.
Oh, I did. You.
But I'd given it, everyone got it last time from her, so I didn't reprint it out.
Do you still have it?
I have it in my office printed, but I actually have it on here today.
Anyway, this is what Judith Guile had talked about as the one solved quote. Here's my notes. There they are. This quote, it is $500 and some odd, and there's 75 a one-time fee. And then there was a administration fee of 15 or so. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
It's actually, they've given it to us for 14 months. And that amount is for 12 months. We're getting two additional months. She had on my email that it had to be acted on by December 31st, but then she said the agreement has to be signed by December 15th.
So I just brought up the email so that they, because I didn't know how to like share this with everyone, but here's the two emails that she sent. I think it's actually the other one. These are from Judith Guile, just kind of stating exactly what they are, but I think it's in this one that it states when it actually has to be signed. Because like you said, it, she was asking for it to be signed by or decided by December
15th,
I think, yeah, is what it was.
And it's for 95.
Oh, yeah, it's right there. So if it's signed 90, by December 15th.
Yeah, 95 phones. And of course, we have a lot more than that. So,
yeah. Judy, may I interject that the signing by the 15th was sort of a secondary offer, that if that was to be the choice, that you would get an extra two free months, 14 months versus 12. But the contract still states we have until the 31st.
Okay. Jessica brought up a point with Hawaii. Go ahead, because I didn't see it.
This is something to just... that has been brought up actually by another community member here. And so this basic system is, it's an emergency system in case, let's say, a wildfire, because that's what we're really talking about. A wildfire breaks out. You have the ability to send out emergency notice through text message. And does, Judith, does this one go through email also, or it's just through text? I'm pretty sure.
No.
And phone call.
My understanding is, speaking to Erica Mullier, is that each residence, residential property, has three options, three phones, three different phones. And the email is included, in a sense, as a freebie. There's no charge for that. So it doesn't take the place of one of the phones. So if a family each has a cell phone and there's one landline, all of those numbers could be put into effect for the messaging.
Okay. So the biggest thing with this is, so a fire breaks out and then someone, a human being, has to then notify this system, right, to start it. The system doesn't just know that there's a fire randomly and then lets everyone know. It does.
Correct.
Physical person to start,
yes,
letting everyone know. And so Boulder is not Hawaii and it is not Lahaina, but Lahaina had one of these in system and it moved so fast that there was no person to be able to start this thread. And so I think it's definitely a conversation that we have of realizing exactly how this works, of like, this actually takes a physical human being has to start the thread. And then the thread gets sent out. So hopefully you have the ability. And then who has access to start that thread? Because if it's only like two people and one of those two people's, it's their house on fire, they're not going to stop to remember to let the whole town know. And so just making sure that as we think about this quote of what every bit of it entails going into this, that we actually have to have the physical person.
Yes, absolutely. That is true. And I think the initial assumption is that it would be at the command center, which would be the firehouse. or possibly the town hall. And then we have to put in effect what we have in the emergency operation plan, which is a chain of command. And as it stands, that is the mayor initiating, the four council people, the inclusion of the fire chief, and any other designated individual.
Conrad, what was your question?
So someone makes a phone call. That activates all the other phones. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yes, okay. One. But what needs to be in place is an administrator. And in my emails, I suggested that most likely it would be the town clerk that would be inputting the numbers. And any other person could be designated as the initiator.
So how many people can be authorized just in that sense? You know, so if the fire breaks out in the subdivision, I will not be running downtown to let the rest of the town know it's on fire while I'm trying to save my own family as the town clerk. So then who else can have access to make sure that everyone else is notified? Like how many people have access to putting out the alert?
That is the choice of the town council.
Okay, and there's no like additional fee, like we have seven people who can, you know, like between like fire chiefs and things like that. It's not like an additional charge to have a certain amount of.
No, not at all. My understanding is there can be as many subgroups as the organization or town chooses.
Okay, that is great.
I think the important point for the so-called administrator would be to inputting the data and helping establish any pre-designed messages, which we could put in place in case of a hurried emergency. Everybody who is in Middle Boulder and North Boulder, please do not try to access Highway 12 going north. That's sort of a message. All those could be pre-prepared, and then the decision could be made as to which message would be initiated, and then there can be a new message, and it can either be it can be all three. It can be voice, text, and email.
Does a signal go off on your phone when that happens, like an emergency one does, or is it just you're going to have to look and see if somebody sent you a text?
Well, that's where the original 911 call business kicks in. So a scenario would be a fire breaks out on an individual's property, and they call 911. That goes over to Panglitch. Panglitch then reports back to Boulder. And my understanding is it goes first and foremost to the fire chief. That's my understanding. And then the fire chief responds with his team of volunteers to deal with this fire issue. He gets down there to the site and goes, it's out of control. It's gone beyond property lines. It's heading into a broader area. Say, for example, it's now impacting all of Lower Boulder Road. That would probably be a scenario for the fire chief to want to, and he could be in charge too, to implement the message to, and again, we can separate the town into all the areas. It doesn't have to be all of Boulder evacuate. It could be just Lower Boulder, or as was suggested by one of our pod people, it could just be a notification that there is a expanding fire and to be aware, further notice to come. Does that add any clarification?
Yeah. Well, I just think that maybe it's something we want to just look into just a little bit more. And I know we're on a timeline.
I'm saying they're not going to say, Boulder, we're never going to serve you if you don't sign this contract. what it is saying is, because when talking to Erica, I said, well, give me a time frame. So this started back in September, and I said, well, it has to go through City Council, et cetera, et cetera. So she said, well, let's look at a window. Let's look at September through December 31st. Okay, if I inform her that we're still debating, et cetera, she can write us another contract that can go January 1st to probably 3 months.
Okay. All right.
So it can be any date. This is not the end all. It's just a opportunity.
Okay. Because I know we're probably going to have a few more questions that we really want to answer.
Well, I think that was the point of this evening, was to put those questions out for council comment. And I did include Erica's contact information if individual council members, the mayor, fire chief, the clerk, would want to ask additional questions.
Okay.
And the other point that I made that I think is critical too is actually having our representative lawyer look at the published privacy protection policy, because I reviewed it and I thought in some ways it was a little ambiguous. Erica had said, no way do we share any of our information. But then when I looked at the actual document, I thought it took some leeway, but I wasn't sure that it was necessarily with our individual community members that were on the call list. I thought it might be directed just to the town of Boulder and the contract signer, and that they might be asking for some leeway in terms of interpretation, sharing information with another entity or another one of their departments. So Judy Drain or Jessica, I think the lawyer should be asked if he has not already been asked to review that document.
Okay, very good. I thought about that today too when I got the email. It was a good idea that we let Michael take a look at it. So.
And I will add, if Michael, if I can be informal, would feel it valuable to him to speak to me directly, please let him know that that is an option, and we can have phone exchanges, email exchanges. We can put him in contact with Erica Molier, the representative, and we can move on it. So again, I don't want to keep kicking the can down the road, but I'm saying that if we need another a month to discuss, et cetera, no problem. The other piece of that also would be if it's of the opinion of the council and our clerk, clerk says, yeah, I can input this information, but it's going to take me X amount of time. We don't want to be paying for 3 months of service and we don't have the call list ready. So that's maybe another reason to anticipate participation and then maybe get started on actually creating a spreadsheet. Now, I will say that I did confirm by counting. We have the 95 residences.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Judith. Did you have a question, Gladys?
Yeah, I'd like to discuss this more because we only talk about in terms of fire. I think we need to talk about, okay, what are some other scenarios and see, okay, how does this work with those scenarios?
Yeah.
That's right, Gladys. You're absolutely right. I just took it on related to fire because I was trying to represent the Wildfire Council concerns. But you're absolutely right. Any defined emergency can be transmitted to the community that is listed as members of the call group.
Okay, well, thanks, Judith. Appreciate
certainly
everything you do.
Yeah, well, thank you all.
So I'll get with Jess and we'll talk with her. And if you guys have any more questions that you want to ask when we give her a call, because we've kind of been talking about this together, because I mean, it looks like a really good plan, but it's something that looks like it's got some intricacies to it that we need to work out. So, and like you say, fire isn't the only possibility. So, all right, we'll move on. Thank you so much, everyone. Okay, Jess, Boulder Town Signs follow-up.
This is more of an Elizabeth than a Jessica.
The Boulder Town sign?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she was going to check with the...
Okay, right. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
I am ready. Can you all hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can, hon.
Okay. Let's see. I was asked to ask both the Boulder Arts Council and Boulder Community Alliance. They both were very interested in helping with the project, but both felt that the turnaround time was too tight to actually do it well. And so if it's something that they could do that is beyond, I'm going to turn my video off only because it just flashed that my internet is unstable and I apologize. So they both believe that if they were given more time, they could do it. I know that it was brought to us that there is funding available from the Travel Council, but that the deadline would be early to mid December. And so we would need it available for our December meeting. And neither one of those organizations had the ability to turn it around that quickly. Both had some really great ideas and feedback and interest if they were able to work on it later and then apply for it through that same funding source, just not this cycle.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, that's very possible. And I think that we're better off to have for sure and quality what we want than rush and get something we really didn't want. Mm-hmm. But no, we have plenty of time. We have another year. Yeah.
Okay. I agree.
All right. Cool. Thanks, Elizabeth. All right. Discussion about ordinance changes referring to the Planning Commission clerk. And we will have to change the ordinance. Peg was gracious enough to send us the different ordinances that we did. Both Jessica and I really did try to look this up. I mean, we probably spent 45 minutes, but we were on Sterling, you know, American Legal. And for some reason, it didn't bring it up. And Peck had said before it was there. So anyway, so we will address that and get that changed. The Planning Commission clerk changed to town clerk, which will cover both the town clerk and the deputy clerk, filling in both jobs. And we wanted to make sure that we put that out there and it will be addressed. Does any of the council have any questions on that?
Elizabeth has her hand up.
Go ahead, Elizabeth. I can't see that little hand up.
I know, it's really weird the angle it's at tonight.
Go ahead, Elizabeth.
What is the time frame? Are we, because, you know, in order to do an ordinance change, we're going to have it, you know, a public hearing and all so on and so forth. So is it advisable for us to, has anyone spoken to Peg to see about staying on longer to allow for that? Do we want to hire for what we currently have and then transition into the sustainable model that was presented? Judy, do you have a idea of moving forward?
I personally believe that it's something that we need to do as soon as possible. But because of everything else that's going on, I mean, I was hoping maybe we could get it. I don't know that we're going to get it done through December with everything else going on. We can try and do that. It may have to be January, but... I mean, it's in the ordinance. It's just got to be changed. That's all there is to it. So I don't know what kind of a time frame, John? Do you have any idea what kind of time frame we could put that in just to change it over to town clerk?
I think Peg should answer, because I think she had said that she wanted to be out of that position by the end of the year. And, you know, as I said at the beginning in the public comment, there's just an awful lot of institutional memory that might need to be passed on. I'm going to throw out a question, and maybe our attorney can weigh in on it. I don't see any prohibition for the same physical person to have more than one job title. So as a expedient way, if we simply appoint Jessica LeBeaver as the recording secretary for the town, for the planning commission, that takes care of it. And yes, the ordinance says that you have to have a recording secretary. It's the same person who happens to be the town clerk. But since neither job is full time, I believe that would work.
And I think that would work too. That sounds like a plan. It's a lot easier to change Jessica's title.
Don't change my title. Just give me another one.
Well, plus another. Yeah.
So,
go ahead, Goddess.
We could have that on the agenda and do it for December meeting.
Yeah, we can do that in December meeting, absolutely. Down there. All right.
We do have a question, because some of them say recording secretary and some of them say actually planning commission clerk. So do I have to have like three titles?
We could put planning commission clerk / recording.
Okay.
We also would want to include the Board of Adjustments.
What does that come under now? Isn't that under planning clerk? Okay. Does it also state Board of Adjustment clerk?
No, she just is. But Peg has never held these other titles officially. Like when you say her name, it's always the planning commission clerk, but she is also the Board of Adjustments clerk. And I guess either they changed it or maybe she just refers to both, because it said recording secretary. So she technically holds all three of those titles also.
Well, we'll have to put that in there too and make it legal. So, Michael, did you want to weigh in on that?
You know, it would be something that I'd have to take a look at, but I have taken, before I say anything, I have looked at this issue before, and it's my understanding that those positions can have, one person can share different positions, but I need to take a look into that.
Okay. That'll be good. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you. All right. Now we're down to the discussion about our work meeting in November, and it is about the ADA path. Jess has put a lot of work into this. She has answered all the questions as far as we know. She's gone over it, over it, over it. And so we have, we've dug our heels in and have done the best we can to come up with answering questions. We want to be able to have the special meeting so that the council can discuss and ask any questions. She's pretty well got it all laid out. By next Tuesday, we will have it. We're going to have that special meeting next Tuesday. If Elizabeth cannot make it, I've talked to everybody else on the council, they can make it. If Elizabeth can't make it, Jessica's going to do her best to have all the material to you by Friday, so that if you have questions, Elizabeth, that you can send them and we can address them in the meeting. So the meeting will be next Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the pedestrian path. It will be a work meeting. There will be no public comment. It will be a work session and going through what we have found out. So I think that's all on that. Okay, Elizabeth, software presentation.
I just want to revisit this. At this point, I know that it's been now months since I initially sent out the all the documents that went with this. And hopefully everyone still has those or got them from, I sent them to Jessica to pass on. But I wanted to just kind of address, there's some things that could potentially support both the Planning Commission, the Board of Adjustments, and the Town Council. And what it was looking at, it is meeting software. A lot of the programs, if you have your agenda set and all of the accompanying documents and things, you can either have things listed for everybody open to the public. You can also have administrative or an executive privileges. So if there were some things that aren't really quite yet ready for the public and so on and so forth, it also aligns with the Roberts rules that we all have recently done the training. And so if you use these softwares and the programs and you're entering as you're approving things, at the end of the meeting, the minutes taken or the minutes that are needed for Roberts rules, that is the what was done, not what was said, they're already done at the end of the meeting. In addition, you can have the access to have a transcript with them, and or you could use the transcript that is now added into the Zoom recording. And it would create the packet so everybody has access to it ahead of time and all the materials, so that both the people serving on the various committees and on the and the public are all equally informed. And it just tracks everything and it's all searchable. And so it was my recommendation of something that we could do to move forward to support following Robert's rules, to have an informed body, both public and either appointed or elected officials. At this point, because it's now been drawn on for so many months, and my recommendation would be, if it's something that people are still interested in learning, I had forwarded a couple different of the quotes and bids of kind of price ranges. It would incorporate everything, and so you could search in one place and it would be in chronological order, and it distinguishes. And then anytime there are changes in meetings or updates in the agenda, it's also a live working thing, so you can keep things in, and you don't have to repost everything each time. It automatically pulls it over as long as it's that same topic. It would keep all of our documentation together. But more or less, you know, we're about to switch and change who is on Town Council. And so it could be something that as we move forward into January and February, allow people that are newly elected and appointed to be come into the training and then present it. And I will no longer be on Town Council, but if it's something that people are of interest, I'm happy to present it. I've worked on boards and committees that have them. I find it very useful, and it is a way, they are aligned with Robert's rules and they force it to follow it, right? And even things like motions, they automatically come up. You have them there. It allows the chair or the mayor or other roles. It's also things that we could allow other committees to use. So when Judy attends the tree committee thing and they're following that, they can put everything up. So it's all in one location. It's similar but different than the way we have the ordinances. It is a live document. So as the clerks are working through things and doing it, it records it exactly as the motions were said. It records it. So as soon as the meeting's over, it would then allow us to be in compliance with posting both minutes, the drafts and approved minutes, and having all the needed documentation in it, as well as the packets to be prepared. So if people want it, I'm happy to have it ready for December, but my recommendation would be to allow the new people to make a decision of how and what they want their meetings organized. I know this is something I've been wanting for a long time, but it won't affect me except for being a public person to be able to stay informed and to know that the people that are making decisions are informed. So
one of my biggest things, and I can't remember this from before, is do you think it will work with the current website that we have? Or, I mean, I know that we talked about we should change the website, which is a great thing, but can we do it with the website that we have right now?
Yeah, it's just a link. And so as soon as you click on the link, and it would be one that would be really, and again, it's something I'm more than happy to support and help with that transition. It's just a matter of training people to make sure they know. And so it would be as simple as you would go in, instead of going into like going to choose town council or planning commission and then go, and they're right now, the way that we have it all set up, they're considered blog entries. This would be to hit one link, and it is just everything comes up. You don't need to have something like Google or a certain type of login. Now, anyone that was in a position, right? So the administrative staff would have a username and login, town council, planning commissioners, board of adjustments, if we chose to have any of our committees, whether it was the cemetery committee or the tree committee or keep going, right? That would be something that we would choose. And so then you could have different tiers, right? So everything is in there, but it could be something that we have a working agenda that everyone's able to comment on and see and kind of manipulate. And then once it becomes a public live document, then it's open to the public and you don't need to use your login, and so on and so forth. And even I know Michael referenced something that he had a draft that it wasn't yet privileged information to pass on to the public. So that could be listed as an administrative and executive access. And so the public wouldn't be able to necessarily open that, but they could see everything else and so on and so forth. And it would keep it all in one place, and you would not need to update the website as quickly.
Correct. And
they also do recordings of everything, but then it's like you have it in there and then it just, and some of them it's pretty slick and it makes it. And then you have the option, you can like take all the information and hit print all. And so people that prefer having paper can have it ready to go. People that choose to do it online, and it allows each, whether the clerks are preparing it for people or people are preparing it for themselves, it's all right there for the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was a thing that both ends. Most wanted it for was that as setting up the meetings, I have to like email everything out to everybody personally, make sure that everyone gets it. Then I get to make sure that it's uploaded to both the website and have the document. So it'd be nice to just have it uploaded and give access to
all in one place. And that's where it is. And I believe almost all of them can automatically be linked even to the public meeting notice. And so you just place it in one place and it automatically goes everywhere. And I would have to double check, because I did go through and I did quite a few like demo things and different quotes on them. They've all since expired, but I'm happy to support somebody in moving forward with that. I think it is, my opinion, it would be a nice next step to kind of pull everything together and have a uniform organization. And it aligns with the goals that both the Planning Commission and the Town Council currently have of using Robert's rules correctly. And it makes it much easier. It's almost in some ways scripted, and it makes it so whoever's running the meeting, it flows for them as well as anyone that's projecting anything on Zoom. And it also allows the public to be very informed very easily. And the last one is that, our minutes, because there are things that we have to have. There's a certain amount of time that we have to have the draft minutes posted, and the draft minutes have to be available to the public before they're approved by the town council. And it makes all those things already there. And it's not something that is in an additional step. And especially since from those trainings and the way the new minutes have been, or the more recent minutes have been being done, it is that best practice form, which is what was done, not what was said. And then at the end, it's already there. You can edit it, but everything is recorded and we're done at the end of the meeting. And then you just have to have them there and they're already posted.
Well, It's a good idea. Well,
it is good. I think it's something that I would,
after watching Jess and all the things she's had to do, you know, now that we're in the digital age, we might as well utilize what we can.
Yeah. And for those, I know Conrad will have to get it too, but I believe I sent all this out. I want to say it was over the summer. So June or July was when it started getting put on as discussion items. So
yeah,
it takes us a bit to get things going, but I still think it's one that I very much support. And whether it's the current town council making this decision or waiting until Conrad and I don't have a say in it, because it won't affect us nearly as much as whoever's coming in taking our seats. And like I said, it is something I have used before and I would highly recommend it. And I'm happy to help with getting that going even after December if needed.
Okay. Thanks. Elizabeth. We're definitely going to keep it in mind. Jess is the one that will be the main person, but other people being able to use it will be nice. Like you said, the different committees and stuff. So we'll dig in, let Jess take a really good look at it and give it to the council. And it might be something we end up doing in January because we got so much to do, but
And on that too, I don't know how many people from Planning Commission are still either online or in the room. If Planning Commission at any point, either during a work meeting or a regular meeting, want more information, I'm happy to pass it on, because I also think it equally would be affected and the decision should include them just as much.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing. All right, hon, thank you. Appreciate it. It will definitely be brought up in the near future, that and the website, because we've got to do something. Well, and if this works with the website, maybe we won't have to go that route.
It would
you
be
know?
Nice to just get this going.
Yeah.
If we don't have to change the website.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Especially because they're so separate. I mean, it's like she said, it's like American Legal. So it would all be set up. And then if we did get a new website, then we just attach it.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. All right, next on the agenda is approving the October checks. And, there's my thank you, dear. Anybody got any questions on the checks?
Yeah, why do I never get one?
Why is my name on there?
Okay, Mayor.
Go ahead.
I don't have a question, but we talked about some kind of a little time card sheet for employees to fill out so they have an idea of what they're doing. And I guess particularly the clerk and Corey. Yep. I don't think it would hurt for the zoning administrator to kind of document. It doesn't have to be real detailed, I don't think.
Yeah. I think too, maybe. So the biggest thing is Jimmy said that he would send me this over. I just need to get that from Jimmy, just because he already does that with the water company.
Oh, perfect.
So he told me he can just send me
a form.
Yeah, he'll send me a form. And
so
then,
thanks for reminding us, because we talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. And then maybe it's just the official, like, when should the employees turn it in? On the first day of the month for the previous month. Let them finish that day, because we pay 1 month at a time.
Yeah.
So on the first.
I think that's better.
And they can turn it in electronically or physically. And maybe that's the part, is that we just need to post that part, is sending it out to everyone. So the document plus that it's required.
Okay.
Does that seem okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
And one of the things I'm thinking in terms of, okay, so we're talking about this software that Elizabeth wants. Okay.
Yes.
So to me, we say, okay, Jess, wow, you spent 24 hours doing this, where the software could do the same amount of work for 10 hours.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So then it makes it, oh, well, maybe I'm interested in, maybe it is, would be cost effective.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm thinking. And I think we've talked about some things about Corey also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're spending so many hours changing sprinklers. Oh, maybe a sprinkler system. So you're not spending that many hours.
Yeah.
It's worth the investment.
Okay. Yeah. So we actually have the data to back it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll just say employees turn them in at the first of the month. So then I will send that out to all employees this week.
I mean, it's always been 8 days. I feel like you have to tell me if you're going to require them to have it. So we're already 7 days into November. So even if I get it to them tomorrow, we're 8 days in. So yes, you know, we want you to
see it. Even starting the first of the year.
That would, we could just have them turn it in. And so then they say, oh, I don't like this. You know what I mean?
Or, okay. Yep. So let's start it immediately.
Just for a trial.
Yeah.
Period for this month. So then if they have questions or we have questions.
Or maybe we have to change it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
That's not okay to you, Conrad. Sorry. Oh. I'm trying to speak up for you.
How are you doing down there?
He's ready for bed.
Oh, yeah, I'm bed fine. Okay.
Yeah, this was, we had talked about this previously, is it's a timesheet basically keeping track of what the employees do and how much time they spend on it. So
we went from, you know, out there physically seeing stuff to where we gave each guy a magnetic thing, and whenever he was on, he had to go up to a specific area, and that logged him in on our job sites. And from him, that he left the job site to go to another job site, so he was here, travel time from A to B, has really helped us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay,
I will make a motion that we accept the checks as issued, as presented to us.
Okay, Conrad.
I support it 100%.
Second it. All right. It has been moved and seconded that we approve the checks for October. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth?
Sorry, I was muted. I'm not going to vote because I can't see them.
Oh, you didn't get a copy of them. Okay. All right.
We'll vote for you.
Well, there's three of us, so it carries. Okay. Checks issued is done. So all we have is up and coming business for
For December. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I saw that too. I was going to say, oh, well. For December.
Okay. I'll try to have information about culverts at the cemetery.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We need to do the landfill position.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to vote on housekeeping.
Do you want me to see Randy about going for a meeting for the, over here in the, you know. You know, over here for the.
The pavilion?
Yeah, pavilion.
The parking?
Park committee.
Park stuff.
Yes. Okay. Wait, you mean. The actual physical park.
Yeah, Randy and the group.
Oh, for the park committee.
Yes.
That is part of your job as the park committee. Yeah. And I meant to tell you that at the first of the meeting.
Yeah.
I'll just give you what you had before.
Yeah, I'll go see him tomorrow or the next day and say what do we mean.
See if they want, see when they're gonna get together.
And I want to make sure. So we're gonna vote on you're going to vote on the housekeeping ordinance.
Yeah.
And then because we got back the information from the attorney, we will hold the public hearing
on for the subdivision.
Average lot size.
Yeah, average lot. Yeah.
Yes. So it'll be the average lot size public hearing.
And also the contract for the water company for Boulder Farmstead.
I'm jumping ahead. You're saying we had a meeting for Tuesday, right?
Yes, a work meeting.
Yeah, it's a work meeting.
So no decisions made, just to have discussion.
Is it just us?
The public can come. There's just no public comment. Okay. So they can come and attend. So they can be in the room. They can hear it all. Yeah. Okay. And it'll be through Zoom. There just won't be comments made.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Was there...
There was something else.
I keep thinking there was something.
I know. I thought there was something else, too.
I don't see it on there.
Okay, the water.
Are we putting on the road that got taken off last month?
What was that, Elizabeth? Sorry, you're kind of
underwater.
Sorry, the road that got taken off last month during our meeting, is that going back on or not yet?
Do you understand her?
Mm-mm.
Yours comes through kind of like a robot, like your voice, it sounds like robotic. Will you just say, we heard everything else except for what got taken off. What got taken off?
The road.
Oh, we're waiting on April to give. We need the information from the zoning administrator of the contract. So as soon as April gets that over, then we'll put it on. So I can't guarantee it'll be on
Annette December Avery, if she does. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
It's still about the same. You just are like a, it's like underwater or like a robot.
So if you think of anything, just shoot Jeff an email with you.
Oh, and then
or put it in the comments.
I think so. Do you have to put it on that you will assign me all of those titles if Michael says we're legally allowed to?
Yeah,
is that how you say that? And then we'll bring up the ordinances that need to be changed. So those will be two separate items.
So do you get paid more for each individual title that you receive?
That's definitely how that should work. Huh?
Okay.
No, just more hours if I can't get them done in the correct amount of time.
All right. Anything else? If we think of anything else, Jess will shoot a text and she'll remind us also if there's anything else we need to put on. But I can't think of anything right offhand. Seems to me like there's one other thing, but it's...
We'll think of it.
Yeah, we'll have it. All right. So...
Did you see my message?
No, hold on.
I can say it if you can hear me.
Elizabeth said she'll be in Washington, D.C. with the sixth graders on the first Thursday in December, so either she will not attend or can we reschedule? That's a really cold time to be in Washington, D.C. Lots of layers. Okay. We can talk about that through email.
Yeah, we'll talk about that through email and get you set up, okay? All right, let's adjourn. I make a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Gladys will second.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Conrad, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's okay. Good.
How you feeling?
Good enough.
We know none of us.